You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 7th, and what a nail biter in Indiana as Senator Hillary Clinton managed a razor-thin victory, grabbing 50.9% of the vote to Senator Barack Obama's 49.1. Just pointing out exactly how close that was.
It's as razory as you can get there.
But in North Carolina, it was a decisive victory for Obama. He won by more than 15 percentage points. He's now less than 200 delegates away from sealing the Democratic nomination. It all depends on which numbers you're taking a look at. We'll have more on the delegate count coming up. For now, let's start with the results from last night. Micah Schweitzer from Indiana Public Radio had a long night as the votes came in slowly, Micah, last night, especially in Lake County. That county wasn't called for, the state wasn't called for Clinton until after midnight. What was happening in Lake County that those votes came in really late, after midnight, actually?
Well, the problem in Lake County, I understand, is that it's always slow in getting its results in. And so it seemed to be, based on people that I spoke with and heard from, par for the course, that it just took a while for votes to get in Lake County. In the southwest corner of the state where I am, the votes came in much faster, and we actually had the results by around 9 p.m. in the evening local time. So it depended where you were in the state on how fast things were coming in. But the holdup certainly was the result of votes coming in slowly in the northwestern part of the state.
Which were heavily for Obama, right? Mostly.
Yes. Much of, especially around the Chicagoland area where he, of course, has a lot of his name recognition from being an Illinois senator. The two areas share a media market. Although Clinton worked very hard, she made numerous visits in that part of the state, both she and members of her family, Chelsea and Bill Clinton, made a lot of visits up there to make inroads, and it did pay off to some degree, it seems, with that margin, that very narrow margin of victory that she was able to pull off.
Micah, you say folks in Indiana were really torn on who to vote for, and in fact, one vote involved a coin?
Yes, indeed. One woman I spoke with went into the booth not knowing which way to go, Clinton or Obama, and so she tossed a coin, heads Clinton, tails Obama. And so it's just one example of...
Did she tell you how it turned out?
She didn't. She was very embarrassed about the entire process, feeling that one should be, you know, better informed or have better rationale for one's vote than a coin toss. But many people really felt torn between the two candidates, not sure which one, as they balance the one that they might like better versus the one they feel might be able to beat presumptive GOP nominee John McCain in the fall. And so people were weighing a lot of things. It's not often that Indiana gets to play a decisive role like this.
It's a great metaphor for the campaign, the coin toss.
And it was certainly reflective of the results. What kinds of issues ultimately were the voters making their decisions on?
In the end, the economy was the number one issue. People were really concerned about jobs and the gas tax holiday that's been so contentious in debate between Clinton and Obama certainly factored in. Some people really liked the idea. Other people liked Obama's resistance to the idea. And so really economic issues were the top concerns.
And economic issues were certainly the case also in North Carolina. Joining us is Laura Leslie. She's a political reporter for WUNC. And Laura, it's been a long night for you, but Barack Obama did far better than what most had expected in North Carolina.
Right. I mean, you know, there were a lot of discussion about the Clinton bounce back and, you know, whether she could catch him in the polls. But it was pretty clear tonight, given that margin of victory, that sort of that earlier surge of energy we spoke about earlier this week is apparently what carried him through.
You know, it seems as though the right issue actually helped Barack Obama in North Carolina. Hillary Clinton's numbers in the African-American community were something like 11% in Virginia, which is nearby. It was down to like 6 or 5% in North Carolina last night.
That may be. And it's also, I have to say, I mean, I'm not sure about, you know, the extent of the ground campaign and the grassroots in Virginia, but Obama had, his campaign had a grassroots organization up here in record time. They were opening dozens of campaign offices with people standing in line out in the streets like the first day that they opened up here. So I think that might have a lot to do with it, too. Their outreach was just extraordinary.
And in fact, there were lots of records that were made, record registration, record turnout, and this was also the first time that in North Carolina people had same-day registration and voting.
Right, and that's what's made this year, it's kind of hard to compare to because we've never had to keep track of this before. But yeah, for the first time, voters could actually go to an early voting site, register on site, and vote that day. And Obama's campaign was extremely savvy about this. They were actually giving away, for example, concert tickets at one-stop voting sites to get, you know, younger voters to come in and sign up.
What kind of concerts?
Like they had Arcade Fire and Superchunk, for example, over here in Chapel Hill. And, and then they're also, at several of the rallies, they would bring buses in to actually bus people to the one-stop voting site so they could register and vote the same day. And it paid off, apparently.
And, Micah, there were certainly some records made in Indiana. Also, I read something that said polling officials in Indianapolis said they set a record for turnout after being open for only 6 hours.
Yeah, the election officials and the Secretary of State's office are saying that this was more like a general election than a primary. Locally here in Vandenberg County in the southwest corner of the state, we had a turnout of over 34% of registered voters. By comparison, in the last primary in 2006, 22% turned out. So even just looking at absentee ballots, which were also, early voting was very popular here too, like in North Carolina. Locally, 9,600 absentee ballots sent in 2006, a total of 15,000 people voted at all in the primary. And so yeah, lots of people.
Lots of records there.
Lots of people turning out.
In Indiana, Micah Schweitzer, political director, Indiana Public Radio in Evansville, and Laura Leslie, political reporter for North Carolina Public Radio in Chapel Hill. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. We wanted to leave you with a sense of the speeches last night because you got the sense that both candidates were picking their themes or at least their tactics for the next few months. And Barack Obama seemed definitely as though he was looking forward to November.
Yes, we know what's coming. I'm not naive. We've already seen it. The same names and labels they always pin on everyone who doesn't agree with all their ideas. The same efforts to distract us from the issues that affect our lives by pouncing on every gaffe and association and fake controversy in the hopes that the media will play along. The attempts to play on our fears and exploit our differences, to turn us against each other for political gain, to slice and dice this country into red states and blue states, blue collar and white collar, white, black, brown, young, old, rich, poor.
In her speech last night, Hillary Clinton sounded a little different. She was focused, it seemed, more on the numbers and the contests to come.
Not too long ago, my opponent made a prediction. He said I would probably win Pennsylvania, he would win North Carolina, and Indiana would be the tiebreaker. Well, tonight we've come from behind, we've broken the tie, and thanks to you, it's full speed on to the White House. And I am running to be the president of all of America, north, south, east, and west, and everywhere in between. That's why it is so important that we count the votes of Florida and Michigan.
Certainly a suggestion there that there are procedural contests to come as well as the primaries. As the candidates pick their themes, we want you to pick some slogans for them. They're busy working on the themes. Can you work on their slogans? It's time for a change, for some rebranding. That's our takeaway question for today.
And you can give us a buzz at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
What's a good Clinton slogan? What's a good, from here on out, go all the way. Count the votes.
Never give up.
Never give up. She was looking like never give up last night. And for Obama, you know, we know what's coming. That's what he said in the speech. But any of your suggestions would be great. You can send them by email at mytake@thetakeaway.org. I thought both speeches were pretty interesting last night.
Well, they were very upbeat. There was a lot of energy, lots of enthusiasm in the crowd.
Where did they get the
energy?
Does
the numbers actually change? And we're going to talk about that.
Yep. Later on, we will talk about the arithmetic of this campaign. And it is daunting for Hillary Clinton. It's also daunting for us as Americans to keep track of the shifting numbers between superdelegates, pledge delegates, and what could conceivably happen at the convention regarding Florida and Michigan. More politics and Burma and Israel has a birthday coming up later on The Takeaway.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.